With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A quick moving system will bring light snow and much colder air to the area today into Wednesday, with an inch or two of snow possible, with locally higher amounts in the Black Hills. Of the 749 letters sent to Campbell County Health employees outlining a retention bonus based on a one-year commitment, 664 have said yes by responding before the January 21st deadline. According to the news record, among those who said yes to the bonus were the entire CCH executive team, including interim CEO Jerry Klein. The bonus amounts to about a 6% increase across the board. CCH used money from the Federal CARES Act to fund those bonuses. The Campbell County Rockpile Museum is hosting a presentation on historic firearms on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The event is free and refreshments will be provided. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A quick-moving system will bring light snow and much colder air to the area today through Wednesday, with an inch or two of snow possible, with locally higher amounts in the Black Hills. The couple, who were part of the leadership team of the local chapter of Ducks Unlimited, entered a plea agreement in Campbell County District Court on Thursday after being charged with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of 4 years. Jimmy Clark pleaded guilty to 4 counts of felony theft for each year from 2014 to 2017, and her husband Mike Clark pleaded guilty to 1 count of misdemeanor theft. Under the plea agreement, prosecutors will ask for a suspended 3 to 5 year sentence with 14 days in jail and 5 years probation for Jimmy, and the couple will pay $25,000 in restitution, which was the amount of the insurance deductible that the organization did not receive back. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.